This is Sales Management Mastery, episode 16.
Welcome to Sales Management Mastery, where you get an insider's look on how to build, motivate, coach, and lead a high-performance, low-maintenance sales team. Here's your host, Ralph Burns.
Hello and welcome to Sales Management Mastery Online at salesmanagementmastery.com. And we're here to help you and your sales managers build a team of highly motivated, elite salespeople using easy-to-use, real-world sales management techniques and tactics that'll unleash a flood of new sales for your sales organization. On this episode of Sales Management Mastery, we get into the secret sauce for success in sales management, part two. And I'd like to remind you that if you'd like to get a jump start in creating your own team of supercharged salespeople using our proven system, you can claim your free training course of your choice, including our most popular training of all time, How to Motivate Your Sales Team to Peak Performance, at the Sales Management Mastery Academy by going to salestraininggift.com. So in last week's episode, we talked about the first half of the secret sauce for success in sales management, and we talked about the importance of goal setting. And I think most of us have probably had some kind of training on goal setting, and we talked about, yes, it's very important, and we talked about how many studies have proven that setting goals and writing them down are very important to your success, but that's all well and good because most people don't actually set goals for themselves. They do definitely want things and they have dreams about what they want, but rarely do they actually write them down. So the secret sauce to sales management success we divulge to you is getting your sales reps to set their own goals for themselves. And just to review, we talked about why goals are important, why they are the secret sauce for your sales management success and sales success at your company, and how to tie those goals into what we call the perfection mindset. And lastly, we discussed why they actually do work and some things that you can go and explain to your salespeople when you're going through your goal setting workshop, which we're going to do here very briefly in this show. And we do it in far more detail inside the Sales Management Mastery Academy in our Setting the Bar Higher course. So one of the most important things that you really have to remember when you're setting goals and you're helping your salespeople set goals, and this really isn't a show about you setting goals for yourself, and I'm going to sort of assume that you have goals that you've set for yourself and you've achieved a level of success in your career and you hopefully have goals, and you can certainly take some of the information in this show to maybe even revise your own goals. But this is really all about you helping your salespeople set their own goals for them. And the most important part of this is to make those goals for them personal. This isn't you dictating to them, but they have to make them personal. And then secondly, we're going to get into actually how to set these goals very quickly and what tools we use at the Sales Management Mastery Academy to make sure that those goals are achieved. So when it comes to goal setting for your salespeople, you never want to set the goal for one of your salespeople. You never want to dictate to them what it is that they should achieve. On the contrary, the salesperson should actually dictate this to you. And we're going to get into why this is so important in just a few moments. But first off, you definitely set the tone as the sales leader and as the sales manager. And as we've talked about throughout this show series, that's very important for you to set the right expectation and setting perfection goals for them and setting the tone, setting the bar higher for your individual salespeople. But in this particular case, the trick here is to get them to tell you what they want. And the reason for this is fourfold. Number one, they feel in control of their destiny. And number two, they take full ownership of the task. And number three, the goal sends a strong message to them of what can be accomplished in advance of its realization. And lastly, best of all, when you pester them about achieving excellence, which you need to do all the time, all you have to remind them is that you set this goal, not me, and I'm just reminding you of what it is that you want. So you can certainly use their words and their goals to turn around and motivate them by motivating them through their own words. And it really does work like magic. So there's nothing more powerful than motivating somebody by using their own words repeated back to them to motivate them. So what about time frame? This is one of the biggest questions that we always have in our members in the Sales Management Mastery Academy. But this is really a very simple question to answer, because depending on your organization, set your goals in sync with the organizational structure that you follow. So for example, if your salespeople work on a monthly, quarterly, or annual bonus schedule, then make them do monthly, quarterly, or annual goals. And if they're on a quarterly or an annual bonus schedule, then make those goals on a quarter or year-end goals, and just go along with however it is that your company operates. The idea really is just to keep things as consistent with the company's policy and with the bonus structure and with the commission plan as possible. So in essence, since salespeople are commission-driven, if you set your sales reps' goals time frames so that they match the payout schedule for your company, everything will work in harmony. So another question that we get all the time is, how do you actually set goals? And we're going to get through this very quickly here because we really don't have time to go through a full goal setting workshop. But there's really three steps to making sure that you set successful, motivating goals with your salespeople. And they are as follows. First off, make the goal SMART. Not just SMART because it's a SMART goal or an intelligent goal, but SMART because SMART stands for specific, measurable, action-oriented, realistic, and time and resource constrained. So all five components of these are critical to the successful accomplishment of that goal. And without one part, the whole goal really does fall apart. So with all five, they work in harmony together to drive that individual towards the goal's ultimate achievement. So in goal setting in the sales environment, it depends not only on writing a goal statement, but it also depends on being able to define that goal clearly. And that's why the SMART system works so well. And probably a lot of you have heard of the SMART system, but just so that you are reminded exactly what it's all about, or maybe for those of you who have never heard the system before, SMART stands for the following five things. Specific, meaning the more detail that you establish for the goal, the more motivating it becomes. Measurable, it needs to be measured specifically in a individual amount. Let's say if you wanted to achieve a certain goal for a quarter, it might include putting in a measurable amount of commission that they want to make. Action-oriented, that means it needs to be stated in not only the present tense, but also using action-oriented verbs. But it also needs to be realistic, which is the R in SMART, and that goal has to be realistic in order for it to be motivational. And if it's not realistic, if they feel it's pie in the sky, if they want to make $1 million in a quarter, and no one's ever made more than $10,000 in a quarter, then obviously it's not realistic. And lastly, it needs to be time and resource constrained. And then by doing this, you have a goal that has a definitive deadline, and you know exactly when it should be completed by. So if some people miss their goals, then you need to monitor them for follow-up and reestablish why they need to accomplish those goals and maybe why they fell short. So let them know that mediocrity in goal achievement is just as intolerable as mediocrity in goal setting. So they both tie in together. And I've typically found that I was always on a quarterly-based bonus system. I would have my sales reps write out their goal at the beginning of each quarter, and that would be a very effective way for them to ultimately achieve what their annual goal would be. So we would have quarterly goals and annual goals, and it always drove them towards success because it was a goal that was written by them. It was very motivational, and I always used it in that way to motivate them to achieve the desired end, be it a quarterly goal or a year-end goal. Now, the second part of this formula is to put all this in a 250-word action plan. Once they determine what their goal is, and there really should be only one goal for this action plan, and tell the people who want to give you multiple goals to save it for the next quarter, but write down their SMART goals on a single sheet of paper, then below the stated goal, have them write it out in no more than 250 words how they will achieve it, and tell them to be specific, including legitimate details, and don't allow them to be vague. And we give you real examples of this in the Academy as to some of the best 250-word action plans that I've seen. We use those as examples that you can use as a resource within the Academy itself. Now, the last part of this whole system is sort of a three-pronged system in which you're using goal setting in order to achieve ultimate sales management success. And the next step is to schedule a preset day to review the goal, as well as a day to review the goal's completion. So in our case, if you have quarterly goals, make maybe your Friday call-ins or your Monday conference call on the beginning of that quarter the day where everyone is to have their goal for that quarter. And it's actually very helpful for them to state it in front of other people so that they then declare to the world, and it commits them as well as creates a bit of peer pressure for them to complete that goal. So I've tried it both ways. It depends on what your management style is, but we would typically do this on a quarterly basis. And then at the end of the quarter, on a Friday call-in or a Thursday call-in or one of the meetings during the week in which I would actually sit down and talk with them, we would go through the quarterly goal and its attainment. Now, for us, we had always a sales lag of about a month, so I would end up doing it about a month after the quarter to do a goal review day. So you have goal setting days and then you have goal review days. And that way you keep everyone on target and your goals and your actions continually overlap each other during the year. And that way you're driving your salespeople and your sales team toward a finite end, which is their goal, which should be well above quota, so that they're driving towards perfection goals, excellent goals that will not only motivate them, but also help you to achieve your own sales objectives for your sales force. So just to review the importance of goal setting here, we've talked about this quite a bit in this show as well as in our previous show, and we talked about it in relation to the real secret sauce for success in sales management, and this really is the secret sauce. This is kind of this driver that drives your salespeople quarter in, quarter out, month in, month out, so that they have tremendous sales years at the end of the year and you achieve your objectives of sales management success for yourself as well as for your organization. So first off, set your goals using our SMART tactic, which is specific, measurable, action-oriented, realistic, and time and resource constrained, and then record the goal and its action steps to achieve on a single sheet of paper. Shouldn't take any more than 250 words. And then both you and the salesperson keep a copy of it and review it on a weekly basis. And then you set these goal review and goal setting days at the beginning of the year or maybe each quarter so that you make sure that both you and your sales rep are in complete alignment with the goals that they want to achieve for themselves and for your organization. Now, for hundreds of other sales management techniques and strategies, such as this one, you can find them in the Sales Management Mastery Academy, along with tons of done-for-you resources to help your sales managers achieve sales management success. To claim your free sales manager training inside the Sales Management Mastery Academy, including our most popular training of all time, How to Motivate Your Sales Team to Peak Performance, visit salestraininggift.com. That's it for this week's episode of Sales Management Mastery. Until next time, wishing you ultimate sales management success.
You've been listening to the Sales Management Motivational and Leadership Training Expert, Ralph Burns. Ralph invites you to discover the sales manager training secrets that will unleash a flood of new sales from your sales team. Visit salestraininggift.com and you'll get instant access to your choice of life-changing sales manager training techniques, only taught in the internationally acclaimed Sales Management Mastery Academy online community. Go now to salestraininggift.com. Sales Management Mastery.